difference, having had been through, we have them already, I think it's worth checking into. Comment?
I agree with you.
Okay.
And they said their delivery time, he just texted me, would be February of 24, and I'm waiting on him to reply on the other.
Okay.
And this is, because this was going to come out 24 budget anyways, was it not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then let's not even table or?
Yeah, I say we don't take any action right now until we find out.
Let's go with no action then today.
I agree.
And then?
Consensus?
Yep.
Okay. Find out what?
Find out any answers and make sure it's comparable, you know, same machine to machine, and then go from there.
If he'll give you a proposal, like our attorney looked at this proposal.
Yeah. And then we also need to make sure, I'm assuming they have a source well as well, or a state bid or something.
I'll check that.
I'm assuming they do. I'm sure they do. So we'll be able to do it through the same process if that's the route we decide to take.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you,
Devin, for going through.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the Taney County Collector Tax Sale Surplus Funds per RSMO 140.230. How are you?
Good morning.
In front of us, we have Ms. Micah Brashler from our Taney County Collector's Office.
The Taney County Collector's Office held their annual sale last Monday, August 28th, 2023. So now per state statute 142.30, when real estate has been sold for taxes by the collector and it sells for a greater amount than the debt or taxes and all costs in the case, it shall be the duty of the collector to make a written statement describing each parcel or tract of land sold by her for a greater amount than the debt or taxes and all costs in the case together with the amount of surplus money in each case. The statement shall be subscribed and sworn to by the collector making it before some officer competent to administer oaths within the state and then presented to the county commission. And on the approval of the statement by the commission, the collector shall pay the surplus money to the county treasurer. Our office sold 137 properties last week with a surplus totaling $514,300.56.
What was that number again? I'm sorry.
$514,300.56.
Okay.
That's an unusually high amount on the surplus. I know there was probably realtors bidding there.
And when structures are involved,
yes,
that happens. Yes.
Uh-huh. And normally, even many of these are like the first year sale. So if the taxes is just a small amount, and they bid the surplus up thousands of dollars, so for them to redeem the property, stop me if I say anything wrong, they have to come in to the collector's office and pay the full amount, pay that surplus amount. So then after they do that, if the commission notes and turns it over to the treasurer, then the treasurer can, with documentation, refund them back the property owner that they've just paid the surplus amount.
Correct. Anyone with recorded interest in the property can redeem it and then the treasurer can turn over the surplus to them. Yes.
The problem some would have with that high of a surplus amount is they would have to get someone to loan them that surplus or a bank or something in order to have the certified funds to redeem their property. Or they could, that's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this, do you want to explain what the surplus, what happens with that surplus if
the surplus, any surplus not claimed, then after 3 years, the treasurer turns it over to the school district.
Okay.
But the ones that can claim it, the bidder gets it back.
So if the bidder, with their proper due diligence, after 1 year and 1 day from the tax sale, then they can apply for a collector's deed. And if that's issued, then the owner is entitled to the surplus money.
if any lien holders have lien on the property, they are first in line.
Correct.
They can get the surplus money. And then if it's not claimed, then the owner can claim. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted it clear so that...
So you need to, per the statute, we need to approve the statement as presented? Is that correct?
Yes.
Move to approve the statement for Taney County Collector's Tax Sale Surplus Funds as presented.
Second with question. Do we want it part of that motion to turn it over to the treasurer?
I mean, it automatically happens per the statute.
Okay, unless they've changed, I don't. The treasurer before had requested that it be put in because it was either county commission.
The approval of the statement by the commission, the sheriff or collector making the same shall pay the surplus money into the county treasury. So it's on the approval of this statement of the commission per ROMO 140.230.
Okay.
Okay. Signed, our duty is to approve the statement.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, outlaw the 2019 personal property taxes per RSMO 140.730 and 137.260.
Okay, per state statute 140.730.3, if the collector, after using due diligence, is unable to collect any personal property taxes charged in the delinquent tax list, within 3 years following the year the taxes are due, the collector may remove such personal property taxes from the delinquent tax books. Due diligence methods used in our office would be delinquent billing and postcard reminders. We make phone calls. There's a lot of cleanup, which is from erroneous assessments or where you can see where they have paid in other counties, just multiple things there. And then, of course, if they filed bankruptcy claims, then we note those as well. So currently the number of delinquent personal property is 43 business personal property accounts, totaling $15,522.21, 463 personal property, $43,530.69, and that's a total of 506 records at $59,052.90. And per Mona Cope, the collector, I recommend the approval of outlawing uncollected delinquent 2019 personal property on today, 9/5/23.
Any questions?
I have in 2018, it was a total number of 560 records that totaled over 75,000.
If there's no questions, I make the motion to approve the removal and outlaw the 2019 personal property taxes per statute 140.730.3.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Real quick, do we need to make a motion to order the county clerk to adjust the tax book?
Is that going to be on next year's settlement?
Mm-hmm.
And she has to do that per the statute.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says under the order which made by the commission in pursuance of section 137.270.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's automatic or if we had to, because there it says we need to. I was curious. The clerk of the county commission shall immediately correct the tax book under the order which may be made by the commission.
That's the clerk's duty. If you think that we need to remind her of it in the statute, we can.
I'm sure she'll do it. I just didn't know if if there's a cause and effect or not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have Allis Acres Narnia Insurance Renewal Strategy Discussion. Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
In front of us this morning, we have Mr. Jeff Cronister and Ashley Cook.
Correct.
So we put together a pretty brief agenda, but we just wanted to get before you guys and give you a market update, what's going on in the insurance marketplace, and then kind of talk from there about the strategy we want to use going forward for the renewal at the end of the year. We're seeing anywhere from 10 to 15% increases in the market, driven mostly by three or four things. One is weather-related claims, hurricanes, tornadoes, hail, wildfires, all affecting property. Which is driving some pretty big increases in the property market. Also, coupled with that, inflated construction costs. So we're seeing that continue to rise, not as much as it was, but still elevated over regular inflation. And then we're also seeing on the casualty side, on the liability side, these what's being called nuclear verdicts. That's defined as a verdict over $10 million. A lot of those in legal liability, law enforcement liability, and then just auto in general, some pretty big claims that are happening out there as far as these nuclear verdicts. So all those are driving the market higher. The market's experiencing anywhere from 102 to 106 loss ratio, what they call their combined ratio. So that's their total revenues. And as it relates to their expenses and claims. So they're losing 4 to 6% annually over the last 2 or 3 years. So that's driving costs up as well. They're trying to get back to where they can break even or get on the lower side of that loss ratio. So we have heard from Travelers on what they're wanting to do, which is our current carrier. They're looking at about a 15% increase across the board. Losses contribute a small amount to that, although you guys have been pretty clean except for some auto. But there's a statement in there from the Travelers to their stockholders about their loss ratio and what's going on with them. So they're, with the rest of the market, trying to kind of catch up. So that's where they have already said that's where they're going to start. They think that's where they're going to be, but we don't know yet. That's before any adjustments to property or anything like that, adding autos, equipment, that type of thing. So we wanted to get your thoughts on going out in the market to our other carriers, seeing what options we can get this year, just to kind of get a feel. As we've been with Travelers, I think you guys have been with Travelers since 2020. So we've been there 3 years. They've taken rates up every year, and they've also increased deductibles on your wind hail significantly last year to $150,000. They want to take it to $250,000 this year. So that's another pretty good increase in the deductible exposure. There are carriers out there who aren't requiring that kind of deductible. So that's, you know, our recommendation is that we take a look at it, see what other options we can get, but we wanted to get your feel, thoughts, blessings, any concerns you have there in that.
So I think, if I remember right, we went with a different broker.
Okay.
And that broker suggested to save money we go with Travelers, leaving who we currently had at the time. Mm-hmm. And how many years before we can go back to that current carrier?
Milfirm has a requirement of 3 years. And it was marketed in 2019 to be moved in 2020.
Okay.
So this would be for the 2024
year.
So
you
met that requirement, yes.
Okay.
And that carrier was Milfirm that has that requirement.